Welcome back to the Kapower Hour. I'm Lauren Powell.
And I'm Sean Casey.
And we're married.
As the Kapows.
Kapow!
You just trying to like throw me off?
You gotta think on your toes, Casey.
It's been a long week.
What happened this week? So many things.
So many things.
I feel like we separately had a very big week.
I know, and we were separate. Wow, yeah.
Maybe, long week. You know, this is the first podcast episode we haven't made you take a shot beforehand.
And I'm just very slow right now.
Do you feel like maybe you should go?
Maybe I should go get a shot of whiskey.
Okay, hurry.
All right, I went for Jameson.
Okay.
If you're just listening, I just took a shot of Jameson.
Don't you like Jameson?
I do like Jameson. Just having a shot just like out of the blue when you're not really ready to take a shot is hard.
Rule number 27.
Play like a champion. So we had a big week.
We had a big week.
But separately.
Separately. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I got invited to go to the Harry. Well, okay. Let me start how this happened. So you were out of town. You were in Vegas. And I was like, ain't no way am I going to Vegas sober. So I knew I was going to have a weekend to myself. So I actually invited one of my good friends from LA to come spend the weekend with me. And there was like a twofold thing happening. So I wanted to go to the Padres game, which is the baseball, San Diego baseball team, because they were doing a Harry Potter themed night. And then they were also playing the Nationals, which is my friend is from DC. So this was perfect. And she's a Slytherin.
Yeah.
So for months, I have had this like on my radar that I wanted to go to the Padres game for Harry Potter night. And they ended up being able to kind of hook us up. It's just so funny that I got hooked finally get hooked up to go to the Padres game, get to go on the field, and you're not even there with
I
me.
I know. I felt bad. But luckily, you had fun.
You felt bad that you weren't there?
Yeah.
I felt bad for you.
I wanted to be there with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I felt bad for not being there.
You should. I thought you would feel bad because like you're missing out, like getting to go on the baseball field. And
oh, I've like been on it.
The Padres one?
Mm-hmm.
For what?
When I was doing Big Brothers Big Sisters, they took all the Big Brothers and Big Little Brothers down on the field.
Aw, that's yeah. Awesome.
So I had to do it like 2009 maybe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
In 2009, were you a Big Brother or a Little Brother?
I was the Big Brother.
All right, well, that makes me feel better that you've already done it.
No, I was thinking I feel bad but just from a lack of support for you. It's like a cool experience.
Yeah, it's okay. I felt very supported. That was fun. They like escorted us underground and then took us out on the field and then it was crazy. So the Harry Potter themed night. And Padre, I think a lot of stadiums do these different themed mm-hmm. nights, right?
Yeah.
So the Padres ones, they do different things where they're either giving out a themed shirt or a themed hat of some sort. A lot of bobbleheads, but I think the hats is where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
Eh, and the rhymed.
That's it?
Hey, you got to have a shot and I did not. Hey, I rhymed again. So you buy a special ticket and you get to get a San Diego Padres hat that's the theme of your Harry Potter house. So yeah. Gryffindor, Slytherin, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw. The really amazing thing, I mean, the whole thing was amazing, but the really, really amazing part was the girl who met us at the gate. I had already told her what houses we needed because there were four of us. And so she pre-pulled our corresponding hats for us. So we had to put those on because when we got to the area where you were supposed to get your hats, if you had just had a regular ticket, the line was so long that knowing me, had I gone,
would not have.
I wouldn't have waited.
Yep. Guess I'm not getting a Slytherin hat.
Yeah. The whole point of going to the game would be to get the hat. And if I had gone on my own, I just hate lines. I hate lines and I hate waiting.
You are not a patient person.
No, I'm not. So that was amazing that they were able to get our hats in advance.
That's incredible. Who knew that Harry Potter night would be? Because we've gone to other ones. Remember we went to the country's night. It was like Ireland and Germany and Mexico and some others. And like,
they're popular.
We got those hats no problem. Like, that wasn't that hard.
Well, that's Harry Potter for you.
I guess so, yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Huh. Nice.
But it was great, except the Nationals won, so Bix's team won. And
yeah.
So there was this moment when we were sitting in the seats. So my friend was sitting next to me, and she noticed the girl in two rows ahead of me was looking up my, like, Instagram page. And she was looking at my Instagram story where I just posted that I was there. and she was wearing a Slytherin shirt, and I was like, I almost wanted to like tap on her shoulder, because there's two possibilities happened. One, it was a huge coincidence that I was sitting behind her and she just happened to be checking her story at that moment.
Yeah.
More likely is that she noticed me sitting behind her and then either pulled up her phone to be like, is that her?
Really hurt? Yeah.
If she didn't know I was behind her, because I wanted to like maybe tap on her shoulder and like say hi, like, yeah, it's me. But I was like, man, that could go one of two ways. Like, this is going to really freak her out.
I really wish she had done it.
I don't know. I didn't want to make her feel uncomfortable.
I love when like we can tell that someone has like spotted you and they're like, I think that's her, but I'm not sure. Yeah. And then you look over and they're looking at their phone, and then they look up at you and they look at their phone again.
Usually it helps when you're next to me, because then it's like, oh, I definitely recognize those two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway.
So when do I get to go back for the VIP Padres experience?
Hopefully they let me throw out the first pitch. I don't know what I need to do. Probably be way bigger and maybe have a little more coordination. I'm not sure how important
There was a woman out of San Diego, Demi Gabby, I think she's like a gymnast.
Yeah, super coordinated.
And she went viral because she did like a backflip and then threw the first pitch. Yeah,
exactly. I got nothing.
That's a really hard act to follow in San Diego.
Maybe after the baby comes out, I can like shuck on a White Claw and then throw the first pitch. That's what I bring to the table.
Okay.
Padres, call me. We can workshop this idea.
So while you were living your best life at Harry Potter night, I was in Vegas.
Yeah.
So
twice this year you've gone to Vegas. For someone who hates Vegas, you're very Vegas-y.
The first time was for Taylor Swift with you, so.
I know. But you still hate Vegas.
I don't hate Vegas.
You hate Vegas.
I do not hate Vegas. I had a blast in Vegas. So this was a pretty funny story. This is a guy that my brother went to law school with, who I've become good friends with, and his wife wanted to surprise him for his 40th birthday. And so she told him that them and another couple were going on a beach vacation, like a relaxing getaway, didn't have his tickets or anything until they got to the airport. So they get to the airport. He finds out that they're going to Vegas.
But he still doesn't know who's going to be there.
That like 15 or 20 of his friends and family are there waiting for him.
So at this point, he just thinks he's going to Vegas for a little like double date.
Yeah.
How did you surprise him? Was it one by one? Did you all pop out? Did you come to his room? Like,
we all got there at different times, but the plan was we were going to meet on a party bus and be waiting in the party bus.
Oh.
And so the whole group gets there. We get on the party bus. And then him and his wife and the other couple who they're with, they're like, oh, we rented a party bus to go out.
For the
like,
four of us.
Yeah. And so he's like, I remember, I think I have video of him being like, this is a really big party bus. So then he walks on and all 20 of us are there. And we surprise
him.
That's
so fun. I guess apparently like matching 40th birthday parties are your thing.
Yeah. Now. Apparently. You're welcome. That's what I'm known for. So this company Chubbies, which is one of my favorite brands, they offered to send us matching swim trunks for all the guys.
How many dudes are we talking?
Like 15.
Yeah, that's a lot. Chubbies are expensive.
Yeah. So then the next morning, we'd also made matching tank tops for everybody on the trip. And so Jen, his wife, had like handed out the tank tops, and then she was like, hey, Sean got you a special pair of bathing suits for the pool party.
Oh, God.
But, like, didn't tell him that everyone else was going to be wearing them.
Okay.
So we get down to the pool party.
He's wearing the swim trunks.
He's wearing the swim trunks, and we got him a tank top.
And so everyone's down at the pool party already wearing all the swim.
Waiting for him, okay. Yes. And he gets down there, and it's just like, oh, my God, I can't believe that everyone is wearing the same swim trunks as us.
Yeah. Did you get a lot of attention from people at the pool?
Kind of. I mean, there was...
I guess in Vegas, it's not that weird. There are weirder things that they say.
Yeah.
So you have a Speedo addiction?
Yeah.
I think actually that's literally in my vows, in my wedding vows.
You do mention Speedos.
Yeah.
And Chubbies.
I'm surprised that like in Vegas feels like the perfect opportunity for you to whip your Speedo out.
Well, it's funny you should say that because there did come an instance. So normally when I go to a pool party, I wear a Speedo and then I wear swim trunks over it. And sometimes the Speedo comes out and sometimes the Speedo doesn't. And
what makes you like suss out, oh, just, this is the moment, this isn't the moment?
Yeah, you get a feel for it sometimes.
A feel for it, like Fireball. What do you mean? Like,
no, it's not me. It's like, does the situation call
for nudity?
Yeah. Okay, so pool party's not like dying down, but it's just sort of the end of the day. And these two guys are up on a platform and they're wearing Speedos and they have like gold chains around their neck and they just start dancing and everyone turns and sort of like starts clapping for them. And our friend turns to me and she goes, I'm really impressed that, you know, you kept it together today and you didn't wear a Speedo and that you're not up there with them. And like in my mind, I was just like, oh my God, here it is. Here's the moment.
Oh my God.
The universe has presented a Speedo moment. And so I look at her and I just pull my pants down and I sprint up to the guys and we all just start dancing and the crowd's going nuts. They were really happy and they started chanting Mr. Sausage at me, which just really made me happy. It was just like the perfect, perfect moment.
Oh, man. And do we have a new nickname?
Yeah, maybe.
Or a name for the baby, Sausage Casey.
Sausage Casey.
That's not.
No.
I don't like that. It's a little
weird. So that was one of the highlights of my trip.
Of your year, probably. Which Speedo did you go with? Because you have so many.
The Tuck Speedo.
Naturally. As far as matching stuff goes, we have been doing this for a while. Feels a little wrong that you did it without me, but it's okay. I forgive you. I'm over it.
Yeah, you went on the baseball field without me, so.
It's fine. Mm-hmm. But our matchy-matchy history dates back. I didn't even used to want to do it. You pressured me into doing it, and it all started at the airport. Oh, yeah. Did it all start? Actually, I think this is how it started. It started because you wanted to get American flag Speedos for your groomsmen at our wedding.
Yeah.
So you got nine dudes. You convinced nine dudes to wear Speedos underneath their pants, underneath their suit pants.
And American flag socks.
And then American flag socks. And then you actually convinced them to take them off for a photo.
I don't know if like convinced is the right word. More like forced.
Either way, it happened.
Yeah. Like if you're getting married, your groomsmen have to kind of just do whatever you say. So they did it and then they loved it.
So if Christmas comes along, the first Christmas after we got married, the same company that you bought those American flag Speedos from had these like ridiculous Christmas sweaters. Mm-hmm. So your idea was that we wear it to the airport and I hated it because it's just so ironic now. It's like back then I was worried that it was going to draw so much attention.
And, pre-influencer Lauren.
Yeah. And now what we wear. So then it became our tradition to wear matching outfits.
Do you remember the original sweaters?
Yeah, it said nothing for you, ho.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was Santa, and I think he had headphones on and mm-hmm. sunglasses.
Sunglasses, yeah. And it was cool.
Well, now. So now we like wear much cuter, cooler, put together stuff, matching suits and dresses and stuff.
We come from humble origins.
Yeah. Well, so now everyone is saying like, we can't wait to see what you're going to do to match with your baby.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't even, are there like matching couples costumes with baby stuff?
Oh yeah. Well, toddler stuff. I don't know.
Toddler?
About,
what about baby?
I don't know about infant. One of my friends was like, are you going to get matching hospital gowns for the three of you? Now I'm like, I didn't even think about in hospital.
Yeah.
Like I'm going to have to pack my hospital bag with matching outfits for all three of us.
I know. What if the baby's born on Halloween and we need to dress as like the Sanderson sisters or something?
Oh my God, that'd be amazing.
Yeah.
We need an outfit for while we're at the hospital, and we need an outfit when we're leaving the hospital.
Yeah, I was also looking at some jorts and some New Balances as well.
Why?
Because that's what new dads wear.
Oh.
Yeah.
Great. Just no Speedos at the hospital.
We'll see.
So the last episode, we talked about how White Claw finally followed me on Instagram.
Yep.
Well, then they followed it up by sending me a baby gift. What they did send me, I definitely did not expect at all. I was kind of picturing like maybe they're going to give me merch. The reason I got White Claw's attention after all these years was because we talked about how I told you that I was pregnant, which was by putting Do Not Open for 9 months on a White Claw box.
And 3 pregnancy tests.
Yeah. So the gift that they sent me was a box. It was wrapped in like White Claw wrapping paper. It was so cute. And then the gift said, do not open for 9 months, which is
So then you promptly opened it.
It didn't even occur to me that I was not supposed to open it because it was, I needed to see what was inside.
There's no way they're actually serious about this.
Well, at least with the thing I gave you, you could see what was in there.
Yeah.
There's no way I was going to sit on that.
Okay, so you promptly do not follow the rules.
So inside this box, so it was alcohol, but it was all their vodka sodas, which I haven't had the chance to try yet. But each can had like individual milestones that whoever was in charge of this gift like put together, and it felt like they had catered them to me and mm-hmm. my like lifestyle. So it'd be like, open this when you do, you know, so each can had a different milestone. It was like first time going to a concert as a mom.
First
date night as a mom, dinner party as a mom. It's like I actually did start tearing up because it was just so thoughtful.
Yeah. Obviously they put a lot of thought into it, but like it wasn't this big extravagant thing. You know, it's like, it's crazy how far just a very thoughtful gesture can go. Nailed it.
It was the most personalized, thoughtful PR gift I've ever received.
Mm-hmm. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
Now they set the bar high. Now I need to know what I get you post-pregnancy.
Post and pre. That's how this works.
Okay.
Let's do a segment called Pregnant Problems of the Week. What happened this week? What did I do?
What didn't we do?
Oh, that's right. You're snoring.
Yeah.
Yeah. So 6 months ago when you broke your nose, you haven't been breathing right.
Yeah. Didn't really snore.
And then now you snore. And now I snore. I have such a hard time sleeping through the night anyway that your snoring is just like, I have a hard time falling back asleep when I wake up all these times. Mm-hmm. And then this week I had a breakdown. I just started crying because I was so tired. Mm-hmm. Get your nose fixed.
I'm trying. The funny thing is so then you let Godric in bed and guess what?
Oh my gosh.
Godric also snores.
He has to wear this cone thing around his neck because he's itching so much. And then he started snoring because it was like pushing on his neck. Like, I cannot win. Maybe
your ears
sleep.
Are the problem.
What did you say about my ears? Careful.
Nothing. Mm-hmm. Moving on.
So another one of my pregnancy problems of the week. The sun finally came out in San Diego, and I was finally able to, like, lay out and kind of tan. And then I realized, like, oh, my God, how do pregnant people tan their backs once their belly starts getting big?
Yeah.
And so I asked my Instagram, and of course, there is a solution. I guess this video went viral of this girl blowing up kind of a blow up pool and then putting an avocado pool float in it and taking out the avocado pit, putting her belly there.
Smart.
Yeah. And so now I need a pool.
Which I ordered promptly. It's coming tomorrow.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's fast.
And an avocado.
So we're getting, but it's not a blow up pool. It's
like not a blow up pool.
It's like a cheap above ground pool.
Yeah. Yeah, not too bad.
This last week, we also finally got to use your birthday present.
Yes.
From January.
Which was an incredible. So, you took me to Mexico and had all my friends and family go there. But then you also bought me floor seats to Blink 182.
Yeah, I felt like I was spending so much on Taylor Swift seats that if I bought concert tickets for you that weren't as good, that it would be like such a slap in the face.
So, yeah, then we're on the floor watching Blink 182 sing. From a few feet away.
Yeah. So actually, that was baby's second concert.
Right.
Baby's first concert was Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Man, our baby has just been to so many cool concerts.
Yeah. I was a little concerned. I don't know. Maybe being sober or getting older. I'm just now noticing how loud concerts are.
Our Apple Watches were going off every 2 seconds. Like, hey, you're in a loud area.
Yeah. I'm like worried about my ears. And then I was like, what about the baby's ears?
Yeah.
And so I kind of found myself like putting my, trying to like shield the ears through my belly at certain points. I don't know if that does anything.
I don't know.
I just felt like it was too loud for baby.
Too loud for baby. Well, Blink-182 put on an amazing concert. And then I also just realized how many Blink-182 songs I know. They did a cover.
Towards the end, they insert a quick little Taylor Swift homage and they add a few Taylor Swift lyrics to one of their songs. Mm-hmm. But I'd already seen that, obviously, on TikTok.
Oh, okay. So sorry.
I knew it was coming.
Oh, yeah.
But it's still very cool.
So there's a performer who's opening for Blink-182 and it's Landon Barker. And I was like, oh, is that Travis Barker's brother or something? And then we look it up and it's his son. Yeah.
So a few months ago, this TikTok went viral and blew my mind. This is related to Blink-182, I swear. It was this guy talking about how he just found out that the lyrics in this one Blink-182 song were not what he always thought they were. And it's exactly what I have been doing wrong my whole life. And my world feels completely flipped upside down still.
I think you and every single other person in the world.
Except you.
No.
It blew your mind too?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay. So the lyric is, I wore cologne to get the feeling right.
Yeah.
I always thought it was, I walk alone to get to feeling right.
Yeah.
It actually rocked my world that it's been I wore cologne the whole time.
No clue. Never once thought it was that.
Yeah, that I was not ready for. I didn't need that information. I would like to go back in time. It like doesn't make sense, but it kind of does make sense. I walk alone to get the feeling right. You got to clear your head.
Right, obviously.
But then, but he wore cologne to get the feeling right. Okay, yeah, that's probably smart of him. So then we've been thinking about are there more misheard lyrics?
Yeah.
Okay, so obviously the biggest one that I guess people really did believe, I never thought this, but it's a Taylor Swift one. It's from her song Blank Space. So the lyric is, got a long list of ex-lovers, and everyone thought she was saying, all the lonely Starbucks lovers.
I actually thought it was, I have a long list of Starbucks lovers.
Did you really think, you thought it was the Starbucks thing?
I didn't think so, but I'm like, I could definitely hear it.
I can hear it.
And then you start like singing it and it's just a little more fun. And then, I don't know if you heard this though, so like Taylor Swift talked about this in one of her interviews and she said her mom actually texted her directly when she was talking about it and was like, I thought it was Starbucks lovers too.
She never questioned her daughter?
Yeah, just Starbucks lovers. All right, so I have one. You know the song Blinded by the Light? I know it's by Bruce Springsteen.
Blinded by the Light.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I actually don't know what that lyric is. I like get it wrong.
What do you
Wrapped
think it is?
Wrapped up like a noose, another boner in the night.
Wrapped up like a douche is what everyone, that's what I'm always saying.
Wrapped up like a douche.
Wrapped up like a douche. But it's actually Blinded by the Light. Revved up like a deuce, which I don't even know what revved up like a deuce means, but wrapped up like a douche is what I've sang my entire
wrapped
life.
Wrapped up like a douche. I thought it was noose, but okay.
Wow. We're just, neither of us are right.
Okay. Another one is a Jay-Z, Alicia Keys song, the Empire State of Mind.
Yeah.
The New York song.
Yeah.
The actual lyric is, in New York, concrete jungle where dreams are made. Oh, I always thought it was made of, but the misheard part is, in New York, concrete jungle, wet dream, tomato.
Yeah, obviously. That makes way more sense. So the song by the Eurythmics, do you remember the song? Sweet dreams are made of cheese.
Oh, yeah.
It's just sweet dreams are made of this, but everyone sings sweet.
Isn't it sweet dreams are made of these?
This.
This?
This.
Sweet dreams are made of this. It's these. This. Sweet dreams are made of these.
I don't know why they did this.
I understand why people think it's cheese.
Yeah, exactly.
So you know the song Addicted to Love? Might as well face it, you're addicted to love.
Yeah.
The misheard lyric is, might as well face it, you're a dick with a glove.
That's amazing. My last one, this one's pretty common, I think, and people sing this now. This is a song by Elton John called Tiny Dancer.
I think this is from Friends.
Is it?
So go on.
Yeah, Hold Me Closer, Tony Danza.
That was Phoebe.
So did she make it up or is that?
Yeah, I wonder. What came first?
Yeah.
Okay, my last one is a Will Smith song. you know, getting jiggy with it.
Yeah.
The misheard lyric is, kick a chicken with it. Kick a chicken with it. Na, 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 na. Na, na, see, na,
like,
na.
That's like people just like making up something funny on purpose. Kick a chicken with it. You know? Yeah, made me laugh. Yeah.
Okay, so since we don't know, still don't know the gender.
Yep.
Which means we still haven't finalized any names, which means we continue to get to play these ridiculous name games.
Yeah.
This time, so after White Claw sent me that baby gift, people were like, oh, they're trying to get you to name the baby White Claw. So I was like, let's do a booze-themed baby list, baby name nice. List.
Okay.
Okay, so the first one I have is actually from a fan, and it is an ode to White Claw. Claudia.
Wow.
With a W.
Claudia.
Claudia Casey.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
That's really clever.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll lead with this one because I did this earlier, but Jameson.
Jameson's a great name.
Jameson's a great name.
It's Irish.
Yeah.
It's whiskey. J-Mo. His nickname can be J-Mo, which is also what we call Jameson.
Yeah.
Okay. Another one, another White Claw themed one. Clawson.
Clawson.
Like Dawson?
Yeah, I mean, it's not bad.
I think that was also from a fan.
Okay. Oberon.
Ooh, that's kind of nice.
Yeah.
That's the Michigan beer?
Yep.
Okay, next one. Bailey.
I have Bailey, too. Bailey's. We love Irish whiskey.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't hate Bailey.
I don't hate it either.
This one I made up myself. Scotch.
Is ch the middle name?
I don't know. I just have Scott parentheses ch.
First name Scott, middle name ch. What's your name? Scott Casey.
Right? I was pretty happy with that. I like it. I know when I really make you laugh because you get like veins that pop out of your forehead and your nose area. Like, I'm like, all right, I really got her. Okay.
That was a good one. That
Thanks.
Caught me by surprise.
Thanks.
Okay. My next one is Bellini.
Oh, Belly. Bellini.
Belly. Yeah.
Yeah. I have Porter after.
Actually, that's cool.
Yeah. Porter Powell Casey.
I wouldn't have thought of that. Oh, Porter Powell? Porter Powell.
Yeah, if we can't get the alliteration with the C, we can get it with the P.
That's kind of fun.
PPC.
Isn't that a pipe? PVC. PVC. Shandy.
Shandy. That's cool.
I think that is a name.
Mm-hmm. Amber. Another beer.
Like the beer. I have one final one. So this would be really good for alliteration. Colada.
Colada.
Colada Casey.
Colada Casey.
Kind of sounds like the Austin Powers girl. Her Alata name is Colada Fashina. Maybe I don't like it anymore.
Colada Fashina. Chardonnay. But if we wanted to,
absolutely not.
We could do Chardonnay, N-E-I-G-H. She'd be really big into horses. Because that's like what's a horse's favorite wine.
Chardonnay.
Chardonnay. Blue.
Like Blue Moon?
Or Labatt Blue is what I.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's cute. You my boy, Blue.
Yeah, exactly.
I think Scotch is the winner. I think that is the new fake baby name for a very long time. Scotch Casey.
Scotch Casey.
You peaked. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. So now for the part of the podcast that's like our positivity part.
Yeah. The positivity podcast by the Kapows. Kapositives.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
So this will be where we're just going to like recommend things that we liked this week or whatever we're currently loving.
Yep.
So, I actually just like literally 2 hours ago filmed a video reviewing non-alcoholic beer. Like some of them are fine and some of them were terrible, but the real shocking blew my socks off part was this one called Lagunitas Hop Water. Mm-hmm. I immediately was like, oh, hop water. I'm not going to like this. I hate hoppy stuff, right? It has zero calories, zero carbs, zero everything. I don't even know why it's called hop water. I don't know why it's considered a beer. I can't even describe what it tastes like. It's so refreshing. It reminded me more of like a hard seltzer than it does a beer. It's like described as like zingy. I don't know what flavor profile zingy is, but that's exactly what it is. It knocked my socks off.
Oh, man. It's, and they're, I feel like they're really doing a disservice by calling it hop water.
I agree. Because if you like hops, you're going to drink it and be like, what is this?
Yeah. And if you hate hops,
you're not going to buy it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a it's a misnomer.
Interesting. Okay. I'll definitely have to try that.
No, you won't, because it's mine. You drink the beer. I drink the hop water.
I do like Lagunitas beers. So.
Okay.
So one of the things that I learned recently, and I'm probably late to the party on this, but if you have a local library card number, there are apps that you can enter your library card number into, and then you can rent digital versions of books.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's so smart.
Yeah. I went online, signed up for a library card, got my temporary number. So there's two apps. One is called Cloud Library and one is called Libby.
The books are free?
The books are free.
And they're like modern books that modern you want books. To read?
Yep. So it's like, I had like three or four books that I was going to buy on Kindle, and I found all four of them to available for download and rent. Currently reading Super Pumped. It's called The Battle for Uber, and it's about Travis Kalanick and kind of the inside story on how crazy Uber was. So cool. I thought that was a really cool thing and saved me a bunch of money.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yep. I probably am too lazy to sign up for this and will continue to just buy things on my Kindle.
I'll probably do what I normally do is sign up for the account for you, save it, and then like log you in on your phone.
Thanks, Boo.
Yeah.
I love joint bank accounts. So the show that we finished watching last week, there's like four seasons. It's called Never Have I Ever. They just wrapped, I think it was a series finale. So the show's over, but I highly recommend it. Yep. It's Mindy Kaling. She's from The Office. She did The Mindy Project. She's hilarious. And so she's a writer, producer on the show. It's just a fun, kind of edgy high school 30-minute comedy. We loved it.
Yeah. I think when we watch like high school shows, half the time I'm just like, the person who wrote the show has never been around teenagers, has no idea how teenagers talk. There's so much where I'm just like cringing and rolling my eyes. And this show really doesn't have that. Like, not that I know how teenagers sound, but in my mind, the show just feels very natural. The conversations are really natural. And
the writing is really sharp and laugh out loud funny.
Right.
There's so many moments that you're like kind of go over your head. Just because they're so, if you miss them, they're gone so quickly. Then there's some that are like, that was really smart comedy.
Yeah.
And the actors are amazing. The lead actress is so good.
Yeah, she's going to blow up, I think. Yeah. Yeah, everyone in the show is good. Yeah, that was really good. Mm. And then speaking of shows, so another app that I use a lot that I have been trying to tell people about is called Likewise.
Big app guy over here.
Big app guy.
I love appetizers. Yeah.
Just trying to match scotch, aren't you?
Yeah, I shouldn't even try. It's not a competition, okay?
It's not a competition. It's our name. So Likewise is this app that basically tells you what's new and trending in TV and movies and podcasts and stuff, but also allows you to create lists. Because I feel like constantly we're asking people what shows they watched. Mm-hmm. People are asking us what shows we watched. It's always really hard to remember. So now they basically have a whole database of every show, movie, podcast, book, anything, any sort of media. And then you can like put it on different lists and say, I want to watch it, or I did watch it, and here, you know, star ratings. They actually have an app on Apple TV. And so then on nights where we don't know what we want to watch, I'll just open up the Likewise app on Apple TV and look at the shows that we had bookmarked. And then I just click on it and it opens up that show in whatever app it's in. So it's pretty incredible. Then you can share lists with people. Lauren looks like she's falling asleep.
I'm so bored. You need to work on your succinctness.
But it's really, really cool. Okay. Wrap it up. Okay.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that you keep that app for us. It's great.
Yeah.
It's really beneficial for me. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, shout out to everyone who keeps leaving us reviews and giving us ratings on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and wherever it is that you're watching podcasts. We really appreciate it. We do film a video portion of this. It is available on the Kapower Hour YouTube page. It's also, there's a video component on the Spotify podcast if you're listening there. And you can also check us out on Instagram and TikTok at Kapower Hour. So yeah, thanks for being here. We appreciate you. And if you see me in public, if you see us in public, please say hi after you confirm via my Instagram that it is me. Make sure you say hi because we really love meeting you guys.
Yeah, it's great.
It makes our day. Mm-hmm. It really does. I love getting the messages from people that are like, I feel like you're my friend. And then I have to remind myself that I don't actually know you, but congratulations. I'm so happy for you. Like, we love that. It makes us feel warm and fuzzy.
I love all the baby name recommendations.
Yeah.
This has been really, really fun. And
you guys are the best.
Yeah. Just getting a ton of really good ideas just around babies, around
pregnancy cravings. Yeah, yeah. Somebody said Honey Bunches of Oats. And now you went out and had to buy Honey Bunches of Oats because of one of the listeners or yep. viewers, like because of you guys.
Yeah.
So you are the change I want to see.
Giving us stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we love you. Time to go.
Time to kapout.
We're kapout. I need a knap. It's the baby. The baby needs this sleep. Okay.